Nindantam pulakot karena vikasam nipa prasunat chayvim prodikritya bujadvayam hari hari eat uchay vidantam muhu nityantam drutamasu nirjara chayi sinchantam urvitalam gayantam nija parasadai parivratam Sri Gauratandram Nama the Sri Navadip Dham Mahatmyam Chapter 7, Sri Suvarna Bihar and Sri Devapoli. Jai Sri Chaitanya Chandra, Jai Prabhu Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita, Jaya Gadadhara, Jaya Sri Vasari Bhakta Gaura Pade Anurakta, Jaya Navadvipa Dhamma Bara. All glory to the moon like Sri Chaitanya, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar Pandit, Sri Vas Pandit, and all the devotees attached to the feet of the Lord and the best of abodes, Sri Navadvip Dham. Leaving Visramstan with Sri Jiva, the party proceeded to the village known as Subarna Bihar. There Nityananda Prabhu said, O Jiva, this is a wonderful place. Like all of Navadvip, it is beyond material nature. Here in Satya Yuga, there was a king known by all as Sri Suvarna Sen. He ruled for a long time. Eventually he grew old, but he did not retire from his duties. His mind absorbed in mundane affairs, the king thought only of how to accumulate more wealth. As a result of some unknown fortune, Sri Narad came here and the king worshipped him elaborately. Narad blessed the king. He then met with him privately, instructed him in the absolute truth. Narad said, O king, your days pass in vain as you think only of wealth within your mind. Understand that material wealth is meaningless and divine knowledge is true wealth. Once consider within your heart that your wife, sons, and friends do not belong to you. After death, no one belongs to anyone. When you die, everyone will set your body afloat down the river and then go back to their houses. So why this false hope? Why this thirst for the water of sense objects when no one actually belongs to anyone? You may say, I enjoy life, I do not suffer. Therefore I endeavor for wealth. O king, such words are false. Life is temporary and does not last more than 100 years. So understand the essence. We must cross over Maya to the land where happiness does not produce sadness. Tell me, how will we reach that wonderful land where there is no lamentation, sadness, or fear? We cannot attain it by mere renunciation or knowledge. Brother, through renunciation and knowledge, material bondage falls away and souls enter oneness. There is no joy in oneness. We consider oneness total ruination. Oneness is utterly condemned. Understand oneness. By it, material things disappear, but nothing superior is attained. Thus, the wise do not accept enjoyment or liberation. They practice devotion to Krishna. To be detached from mundanity and attached to Krishna is the relationship, the process, and the goal, sambandha abhideya prayojan. The soul is a servant of Krishna, and without devotion, the soul is utterly ruined. The fruit of divine love for Krishna grows on the tree of devotion. That fruit, the eternal wealth of the soul, is the goal. Enjoyment and liberation are both insignificant. Krishna is the joyful spiritual sun. Maya is his shadow, and the souls are his atomic rays. If souls governed by their marginal nature touch Maya, then Maya binds them. The souls that turn away from Krishna touch Maya and thus become bound in karma. They wander and die in Maya's prison. Neither action nor knowledge help them, and Maya causes them to invite in their own suffering and ruin. Souls sometimes perform action, sometimes practice Ashtanga yoga. Sometimes they discuss the theory of Brahma, and sometimes argue. Ultimately, none of these things help them, however, and they fail to appreciate the wealth of the self. After wandering and wandering in this way, when souls attain the association of devotees, they develop pure faith. By serving Krishna in the association of sadhus, souls free their hearts from impediments and attain pure constancy. Then, as they continue to serve, their constancy develops into attraction and gradually attachment to Krishna. From attachment, feeling develops, and thereafter divine love. Pure devotion awakens in these stages. Hearing, chanting, remembering, serving, worshiping Krishna, bowing, following, befriending, and surrendering, souls who engage in these nine practices and the association of devotees attain the wealth of divine love for Krishna. O King, you are fortunate. You reside in Navadvip, and your fortune has arisen by residing in the Dham. So in the association of sadhus, develop faith, chant Krishna's name and glories, and thus the sun of thus cause the sun of divine love to rise. The coming of Kali Yuga is glorious. Krishna will manifest his pastimes as Sri Gauranga with his associates here, and those who chant the name of Gaur will receive the mercy of Krishna and reside in Braja. Those who serve Krishna but do not chant the name of Gaur attain Krishna after a long time, but those who chant the name of Gaur immediately attain Krishna. Offenses do not remain in them. As he spoke, Nard Muni suddenly became overwhelmed. He began to dance, chanting, Gaura Hari. And as he did so, his Veena also chanted, Gaura Hari. He mused, when will the glorious age of Kali arrive? Having spoken to the king, Nard left, and the king's divine love arose. Chanting Gauranga, the king danced and begged for divine love from the sadhus. His material desires disappeared. While asleep, the king had a vision of Gaur and Gadadhar with their associates in his courtyard. Everyone was dancing, chanting Hare Krishna, and embracing in the company of the golden lord Gauranga. When he awoke, the king became deeply dismayed and cried for Gaur. Then he heard a divine voice, O king, when the Lord appears, you will become one of his associates. O virtuous king, you will be named Budhimanta Khan, and you will serve the holy feet of Gauranga. Hearing this divine voice, the king became steady and then worshiped Gauranga. When Nityananda finished speaking, Srivas became immersed in the mood of Narad and fainted. Sri Jiva rolled on the ground, immersed in the intense divine love and intoxicating nectar of Gaur's name. O Gaurangarai, Gauramani, when will I see your golden form here? As Jiva spoke, everyone suddenly saw Sri Gaur's kirtan with their own eyes. O, the form of Gauranga, which surpasses nectar, began to dance there, and Nityananda Rai chanted the glories of Gauranga with Advaita and all the devotees. Mridangas and cymbals resonated, the sun kirtan resounded, and the previous pastimes of the Lord manifested. I do not have the power to describe the joy that arose and remained there until midday. Eventually, the party continued on, loudly singing songs about Gauranga. They rested in the village of Devapali as guests of the village deity and then ate at midday. In the evening, they toured the village, and then Nityananda Prabhu said, this is Devapali. The temple of Sri Nrisimhadeva was established in Satyayuga. After blessing Prahlad and killing Hiranyakashipu, the Lord rested here. Brahma and the other gods made their own homes here and established a village. They resided on these hills besides the banks of the Mandakini and worshipped Nrisimha. The scriptures state that this abode in Navadvip, known as Sri Nrisimha Ketra, is very purifying. Surya's hill and Brahma's hill were to the east of Nrisimha. Now this place has since changed. see Ganesh's hill and Indra's hill behind. This place was filled with many hills like these. The renowned Vishwakarma constructed hundreds of stone homes for the gods. In time, they decayed, and the Mandakini dried up. Only the hills remain. See here the countless broken stones. These are the ruins of the homes of the gods. Again in the future, a devotee king will receive a drop of mercy from Nrsimha. He will build a grand temple, establish Nrsimha here, and resume his worship. This place is within the 32 miles of Navadvip and is one of the boundaries of the route to circumambulate Navadvip Dham. The humble Bhaktivinod, whose wealth is the feet of Nitai and Janava, chants the unending glories of Navadvip and thus leaves behind the net of Maya. Sri Harihara Ketra, Sri Varanasi, and Sri Godruma. Jaya 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 Sri Sachisuta, Jaya 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 Sri Avaduta, Sita Patti Jaya Bhakata Raj, Garadhara Jaya Bhakata Samaj. Jaya Navadvip Sundar Dham, Jaya 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 Gorakinam. Nitai and the devotees then departed chanting, Hari Hari. Swaying to and fro in ecstasy, Nitai walked and stammered and with divine love, tears streaming from his eyes, chanting, Gora, Gora. He became overwhelmed. His ornaments and garlands sparkled, and his form illumined the 10 directions. Srivas danced with Jiva. Sometimes they cried, and sometimes they danced continuously. All the other devotees danced as they walked. Coming to the Alakananda River, Nitai spoke, floating in joy. Flowing west of Bilvapaksha Gram, the Mandakini comes and surrounds Nadia. Then she separates from Alakananda, where we saw Suvarna Bihar. On the eastern shore of the Alakananda, besides the Gandaka River, is Harihara Ketra. In time, a deity will manifest there, and a beautiful forest will shine gloriously. See Kashi to the west of Alakananda. There the followers of Shiva and Shakti worship the maidservant liberation. This place is superior to Varanasi because here Lord Shiva constantly chants, Gaur, Gaur, dances holding his trident and offers his followers devotion to Gaur. Here devotees chant Gauranga's name, dance and kick away the liberation that sannyasis attain by residing in Kashi and practicing Jnana Yoga for 1,000 years. Here, when souls pass away, Shiva chants the name of Gaur into their ears and delivers them. This place is thus Mahavaranasi. Souls have no fear of death here. Saying this, Nitai danced and offered Jiva divine love for Gaurahari. Lord Shiva then invisibly bowed at the feet of Nitai. Chanting the name of Gauranga, Shiva and Parvati fulfilled their desires. Then the independent Lord Nitai left with the devotees. Arriving in Garigachagram, Nityananda came over and spoke, smiling. This island is called Godruma. Surabhi resides here eternally. After Indra's pride was crushed, Indra recognized Krishna. To clear his offense, he bowed and grasped the feet of Krishna. Krishna, the ocean of mercy, forgave Indra and gave him the boon of fearlessness. Still, Indra remained fearful. He then spoke to Surabhi. I could not understand the pastimes of Krishna, and I committed a very heavy offense. I heard that during Kali Yuga, Krishna will perform wonderful pastimes in Nadia. At that time, I will become bewildered and be an offender again. O Surabhi, you know everything. Please advise me about this. Surabhi said, let us go and serve Nimai and Navadvip Dham. Indra and Surabhi moved here and worshiped Gauranga. Worshipping Gauranga is very easy, and the results of doing so are easily distributed. They cried, chanting the name of Gauranga, and immediately saw him. How extraordinary is his beauty and form. They saw the figure of Gauranga, the embodiment of benevolence, the well of rasa, smiling and stammering, choked with divine love. Smiling, my Lord said, I know your desire. I will appear in Nadia soon, and you will see me fully then. During those pastimes, you will serve me, and the net of Maya will no longer bind you. Saying this, the Lord disappeared. Beautiful Surabhi remained there. She stayed near a banyan tree and constantly worshipped the feet of Gaur. This place thus became known as Godruma Dweep. The Lord fulfills the desires of the devotees here. Anyone who builds a hut, a kutir, and serves here easily becomes immersed in the feet of Gaur. There is a wonderful story about Markandeya Muni, who is present on this island during the destruction of the universe. Markandeya Muni attained a lifetime of 7 kalpas, and during the destruction of the universe, he underwent great difficulty. Everything became submerged in water, and he searched for a place to stay. Floating and floating about, he thought, alas, why have I taken this boon? During the destruction, only the 32 miles of Navadvipa Dham arise and give shelter to the devotees. Floating in the waves of the water, the sage suddenly lost consciousness. Being very merciful to him, Surabhi carefully rescued the sage. Regaining consciousness, Markandeya Muni saw the wonders of Godruma Dweep. He saw an abode spanning 2 billion miles around, resplendent with rivers and streams. Numerous trees and vines were shining, and birds were chanting the glories of Sri Gaur. He saw a banyan tree that was 8 miles wide, and he saw Surabhi beneath it. Stricken with hunger, the sage spoke to Surabhi, O goddess, please save my life. Rescue me by giving me some milk. Surabhi mercifully fed the sage with her milk. Revitalized, Markandeya Muni spoke to Surabhi again. O goddess, you are my mother, and the world is absorbed in your illusion. Not understanding the consequences, I accepted a boon of living for 7 kalpas without dying. During the destruction of the universe, there are numerous miseries and extreme distress. There is no happiness. O mother, tell me, what should I do? How can I overcome this? Surabhi said, serve the feet of Sri Gaur. This abode of Navadvipa is beyond material nature. It is never destroyed. To fleshy eyes, it is only 32 miles, but it is the supreme abode, Vaikuntha, and eternally faultless. Here, time and space are supramundane, and no one knows of material illusion. See the great wonder of Navadvipa. The chaste Biroja flows all around it. Every part of Navadvipa measures 2 billion miles, and at its center is the grand city of Mayapur. The 8 islands of Navadvipa are petals, and Antardvipa is their whirl. All the holy places, gods and sages reside here and worship Gauranga. O Markandeya, understand your fortune and take shelter at the feet of Gauranga. Take shelter of the true Dharma and keep desires for enjoyment and liberation far away. By taking shelter of Gauranga and serving him, you will attain divine love in Madhura Rasa. When that divine love appears in your heart, it will set you afloat in the rasa of the arts within the pastimes of the Lord. You will take shelter at the feet of Sri Radha and Braja, and your heart will be engaged in the service of the divine couple. Know that the joy of service is unparalleled, and knowledge of static liberation is useless. Hearing the words of Surabhi, the sage immediately joined his palms and spoke, when I serve the feet of Sri Gaur, what will become of my destiny? Surabhi then spoke the ultimate conclusion, Siddhanta Sar. There is no judgment in the service of Sri Gauranga. When you call the name of Sri Gaur, all your karma will be destroyed. No reactions will remain any longer, and your attachment to material existence will disappear. And not only your karma, but the consequences of your pursuing liberation will also be eradicated. You will become immersed in the ecstasy of Gauranga, living on this island and serving him. Hearing this, Markandeya floated in joy. He chanted the name of Gaur, cried, and sometimes laughed. Jiva, see here the wonderful place where Markandeya received life. Hearing the glories of Gauranga from the mouth of Nitai, Jiva floated in the greatest joy. They spent the day in that place and then went to Madhyadweep, chanting Hari. Knowing Nitai and Janava's feet to be all in all, the fallen Bhaktivinoda holds the order of Nitai on his head and describes the glories of Nadia. Chapter 9, Sri Madhyadweep and Sri Naimisha. Jaya Gaura Chandra, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Jaya Gadadhara, Sri Vasadi Jaya, Jaya Bhaktaloy, Navadvipa Dama Bara. All glory to Gauranga Chandra, Nityananda, Gadadhar, Srivas, and all the devotees of the Lord. All glory to their home, the best of the abodes, Sri Navadvip Dham. Immersed in divine joy and madly chanting about Gauranga, Nityananda departed with the devotees at the end of the night, distributing divine joy. Coming into Madhyadweep and laughing, Nityananda Prabhu said, "This is Majidagram. The seven sages resided here, the Saptarishi, Saptarshi, and worshipped the moon-like Sri Gaur. During Satra Yuga, the sages became immersed in chanting Gaur's glories and prayed to their father Brahma for the eternal wealth of Gaur Prem, divine love for Gauranga. Four-headed Brahma felt great joy and said to his seven sons, go to Navadvip and chant the glories of Gaur. You will easily attain divine love. The mercy of the Dham is supreme. Those who attain it attain the association of sadhus. Serving in the association of the sadhus and becoming immersed in divine love for Krishna is the ultimate joy. Those whose hearts develop attachment to Navadvip attain residency in Braja, the supramundane Dham, and the name of Gaurahari are the only desires of the sadhus. Properly understanding the instructions of their father, the seven sages came here, chanted the name of the Lord, and danced. They prayed for divine love for Gauranga and loudly chanted his glories. They prayed, O Gaurahari, just once mercifully reveal yourself to us. Practicing various dharmas, we became offenders, but we have now accepted devotion to be all in all. The sages performed austerities and served Gaurahari with firm devotion. They ate nothing, never went to sleep, and constantly chanted the name of Gaur. Once at midday, merciful Gauranga, in the company of the Panchatattva, revealed himself to the sages. As bright as 100 suns, his effulgence was alluring to the minds of yogis. How extraordinary was his form. How beautiful and golden was his figure. He had a forest garland around his neck and the glittering of his ornaments illumined the directions. His charming glance, his wavy hair, the spot of sandalwood paste on his forehead, his dhoti tucked in three places, his sacred thread, all were extremely beautiful and further beautified by his garland of jasmine flowers. Seeing his form and becoming enchanted, the sages prayed, may we take shelter at your feet. Please give us the wealth of devotion to your feet. Hearing their prayer, Gaurahari mercifully said, O sages, listen. Leave behind all other desires and the chains of exploitation and renunciation and discuss only Krishna. My pastimes will manifest in Nadia soon, and you will all then see my pastime of chanting my name. Nam Sankirtan. For now, keep this secret. Remember my words and worship Krishna at the ghat you made in Sri Kumarhata. When Gaura disappeared, the sages went to Kumarhat. See now the seven hills shining there. They are arranged just as the seven sages are in the sky. Residing here, the sages attained Gaurahari without following the rules and regulations of yoga practice. See the river to the south of here. This is the Gomati, She is extremely pure. See also the Naimisha forest and the previous manifestation of the universe as Kali became very strong. Shonaka and other sages joyfully heard about Lord Gaur from the holy mouth of Suta Goswami. Anyone who recites the Puranas here during the month of Kartik leaves behind all miseries, becomes immersed in the pastimes of Gaur, and easily attains Braja. Once Shiva left Nandi, rode Brahma's swan here with his devotees, and heard the Puranas and songs about the glories of Gaur. Chanting and dancing, Shiva's followers from Kashi surrounded him, chanted the name of Gauru Hari, and showered flowers. Hearing the words of Nitai, Jiva became ecstatic. He lost his composure and rolled on the ground, relishing the glory of the Dham. The devotees spent the day with Nitai Chan. The next day, they went to see Sri Puskar. Janava Nitai Bhajana Sadai Jahara Antare Jage Nadia Mahima Bhakta Madhurima Gaiche Se Jana Rage. As constant service to Janava and Nitai arises in his heart, the soul lovingly sings the sweetness of the devotees and the glories of Nadia. Visiting Sri Brahma, Brahmana Puskar, Sri Uchjahat, and other places. Jaya Gaura Nityananda Dvaita Sahita, Jaya Garadhara Jaya Srivasa Pandita, Jaya Navadvipa Shura Prema Bhakti Dham, Jaya 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 Gaura Nityananda Nam. O souls of Kali Yuga, listen. Abandon renunciation and exploitation. Reject religion and irreligion, and serve Nitai and Chaitanya. They are oceans of mercy, brother. They will freely give you the essence of Braja's joy. At dawn, Nityananda Roy took Jiva and went out to tour the Dham. He said, Jiva, look at this beautiful village. Everyone now calls it Brahmanpur. Brahmanpur. All the scriptures call it Brahman Puskar. A very confidential pastime took place here. During Satyuga, a Brahman named Devadas left home and visited all the holy places. He felt the greatest joy at Puskar Tirtha. Still, he traveled and eventually came to Navadvip. Here, during the night, he had a dream in which he was told, O Brahman, please reside here and you will attain eternal wealth. Devadas built a cottage and resided there into his old age. In his old age, the great Brahman was unable to travel, but he desired to see Puskar. Unable to travel, the Brahman cried, I will never see Puskar again. The Lord of Puskar felt compassion and revealed himself to Devadas in the form of a Brahman. He said to Devadas, O Brahman, do not cry. There is a beautiful pond in front of you. Bathe in this pond once and you will see Puskar Tirtha. Hearing this, the great Brahman bathed in the pond, attaining divine eyes, Dibya Chakshu. He saw Puskar before him. Crying, the Brahman said to Puskar, you have taken great trouble for me. Puskar said, Listen, O fortunate Brahman, I have not come from far away. I live here. Navadvip Dham contains all holy places. All holy places reside here and serve Navadvip. Although a form of mine exists in the West, I myself live here eternally. Souls attain here the result attained by bathing 100 times there. Thus, anyone who leaves Navadvip desiring to visit other holy places is a foolish, unfortunate soul. When souls attain the result of visiting all other holy places, then they can reside in Navadvip. See there the raised area that resembles a market. Kurukshetra and Brahmavarta exist there, with the Saraswati and Drishadvati rivers on its side. It shines brightly and bestows good fortune. O Brahman, I will tell you a secret. Very soon there will be great joy here. Gauranga Sundar will appear in the home of Sachi in Mayapur and broadly distribute divine love. In all those places, the Lord will dance in the ecstasy of Sankirtan with the devotees and become mad. The Lord will perform kirtan with all the devotees of all his previous avatars. He will inundate the world with a flood of divine love. Everyone except the speculators will attain intense divine love. O Devadas, souls who are faithful to the Dham and reside here will reach the feet of Sri Gaur. Unfortunate souls worship Krishna for billions of years, but do not attain attraction to his name. If souls worship Gauranga, their wickedness goes away, and they quickly attain Radhan Krishna and Brajadham. They attain their spiritual body and the shelter of the Sakis, and serve the divine couple in their own grove. Nidja Siddha Deopai Sakhirashrai Nidjakunja Sri Jugala Seva Tarahoi. O Brahman, stay here and serve here. You will see Sri Gauranga with his associates. Saying this, the Lord of Puskar left. The Brahman then heard a voice come from the sky. Glory to the age of Kali. O Brahman, you will be born again at that time and swim in the divine love of Sri Gaur's kirtan. Hearing this, Devadas became fearless. He resided on the bank of the pond and performed worship. After telling Sri Jiva these ancient stories, Nityananda entered Uchahat, Kurukshetra. Nityananda said, all the gods came here with Kurukshetra Tirtha. All the holy places in Brahmavarta and Kurukshetra came and resided here. Prithu Dukkha and the other holy places resided here and served Navadvip without difficulty. By staying here for one night, souls attain the full result of residing in Kurukshetra for 100 years. Nityananda Prabhu continued, the gods resided here, established a market, and discussed Gauranga. The name of the place thus became Hatha Danga. By seeing this place, souls enter an ocean of divine love. O Jiva, see here one of the boundaries of Nadia. Let us cross the Ganga. Crossing the Ganga, Nityananda Prabhu arrived in Koladweep at midday. On the way to Kuliapahadapur, Nitai Chand spoke to Sri Jiva. The way we have come crossing the Ganga is the proper way to circumambulate the Dham. One evening, while performing Sankirtan with 14 Mridangas, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Mayapur with his associates and came to purify the Kazi. That night, like a night of Brahma, did not end quickly. Mahaprabhu toured his abode in this way. Thereafter, my Lord toured performing Sankirtan on every Ekadashi. Sometimes he toured the 10 miles of Underdweep, and sometimes, as he desired, he toured for 16 miles. From his home, he would leave Baraka Konagat and go around Balal Dirgika to Sridhar's house. From there, he would tour around the boundary of Underdweep and then return. In this way, he would easily circumambulate for 10 miles. Other times, passing Simulia, he speak with Sridhar and then come to Garigachcha. From Majida, he would cross the Ganga and tour Paradanga and Chinadanga along the broad riverbank. Then he would cross the Ganga again and return to his home, thus touring for 16 miles. A complete circumambulation is the full 32 miles. The Lord is pleased if someone completes this. I am taking you on this complete circumambulation. There is no circumambulation equal to it. During this circumambulation, you will see all 32 miles of the Dham and the 12 forests of Vrindavan. This circumambulation is completed over the course of 9 nights. The scriptures call it Navaratra Parikrama. Devotees perform the 10-mile circumambulation in one day and complete the 16-mile circumambulation over the course of 3 nights. One night is in Mayapur, the second is in Godrumadweep, and the third night is in Sri Pulina. Devotees tour in this way. Hearing about the process of circumambulation, Sri Jiva Goswami became overwhelmed with divine love for some time. This poor fallen soul, whose aspiration is the shade of Nitai and Janava's feet, describes the glories of Nadia. Sri Sri Koladweep, Sri Samudragar, Sri Champahatta, and Sri Jayadev. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Advaita Srivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Gaura Bhumi Sarva Bhumi Sar Jatta Nama Saha Sri Chaitanya Avatar. Nityananda Prabhu said, "Everyone listen. Here the Ganga convenes with five other rivers. The Ganga flows here with the Mandakini and the Alakananda. The Saraswati is also hidden here. The Jamuna comes from the west with the Bhogavati, and the swift Manasaganga also flows within them. Considering this place Mahaprayag, sages have performed billions of sacrifices here with Lord Brahma. The glories of this place of Brahma's sacrifices are unlimited. If a soul bathes here, they do not take birth again. Who can describe the glories of this place? It is not a holy place that is now simply a dry river. All souls who give up their life in the water, on the earth, or in the air, here, attain Sri Goloka Vrindavan. This place is known as Kulia Pahada, or Pahara. It is raised land on the bank of the Ganga, resembling a mountain. It is called Koladweep in the scriptures. Everyone listened to a story from Satyayuga. There was a Brahmin boy named Vasudev. He regularly worshipped Varahadev. He worshipped a deity of Sri Varaha and constantly prayed to him. O Lord, mercifully reveal yourself to me so that my eyes and life may be fulfilled. Actually, the Kulia and this, like the, this is where the Mat is. This is the area that the Mat is located. And it's, we understand by divine arrangement that the shalagram of Varaha came to accept the service of Srila Guru Maharaj at Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. He worshipped the deity of Sri Varaha and constantly prayed to him, O Lord, mercifully reveal your, and also Guru Maharaj said that previously that area, like it says here, was like hills, mountainous. He said, but in time, that's why it's Gupta Govardhan, but in time it went down. O Lord, mercifully reveal yourself to me so that my eyes and life may be fulfilled. Praying in this way, the Brahmin would roll on the ground and cry, O Lord, if you do not reveal yourself, my life is worthless. Eventually, Sri Varaha mercifully revealed himself to Vasudeva in the form of a boar. His body was ornamented with various jewels and ornaments, and his feet, neck, nose, mouth, and eyes were enchanting. His body was as tall as a mountain. Seeing him, the Brahmin again and again felt himself to be fortunate. He fell to the ground, bowed at the feet of the Lord, cried fervently, and rolled on the ground. Seeing the devotion of the Brahmin, Varaha spoke sweet words to Vasudev. O Vasudev, you are my devotee, and I am very pleased with your worship. When Kali Yuga arrives, I will perform pastimes in Navadvip. Listen to my conclusive words. There is no abode like Navadvip in the three worlds. All of my most beloved abodes are hidden within it. Brahma, Varta, and all other holy places that exist are present here. This is the conclusion of the scriptures. The holy place in which I appeared during Brahma's sacrifice and killed Hiranyaksha, ripping him with my tusks, exists here, where I have now appeared. All holy places are here and serve Navadvip. By residing in Navadvip, you reside in all the holy places. You are fortunate you have served me in Navadvip. You will take birth here when I appear as Sri Gauranga. Easily you will see his grand Sankirtan and extraordinary form. Saying this, Sri Varaha disappeared. A divine voice then arose to guide the Brahmin. Worshipable Vasudeva was a great scholar. He studied all the scriptures and understood everything clearly. At the beginning of Kali Yuga, during the reign of Vaivaswata Manu, the pastimes of Sri Gauranga will manifest in Navadvip. The sages keep this truth hidden, but also hinted at in the scriptures. The wise understand all of this. When the Lord appears, his pastimes will be revealed, but for now they should be kept hidden. In this way, Vasudeva understood the purport of the scriptures. With great joy, the Brahmin performed Sankirtan, chanting the name of Gaur constantly within his heart. Having seen the mountain-like form of Varahadev, the wise Vasudev decided that this place would be named Koladweep Parbat. Since then, it has been known as Parbat. O Jiva, devotees know this place to be Govardhan Hill of Vrindavan, which is filled with the Lord's eternal pastimes. See Sri Bahulavan to the north. Its effulgence shines in all directions. O Jiva, the 12 forests are not arranged here the way they are in Vrindavan. By the will of the Lord, their order is reversed here. The whimsical Lord knows the reason for this. See the way they are arranged here. The extraordinary reversal increases everyone's divine love. Nityananda Prabhu went ahead and then said, see here Samudragar, O best of the wise, see here both Dwarakapuri and Sri Ganga Sagar. Sri Samudra Sen was a king here. He was a great devotee of Krishna. He knew nothing but Krishna. When Bhima Sen came here with his army to conquer Bengal, he surrounded Samudragar. The king knew Krishna was the Pandava's only shelter, and that if the Pandavas faced danger, Krishna would come. If I can cause Bhima to show that he is afraid, Krishna will come, will feel compassion and responds to his cries of distress. Then Krishna will compassionately come to the servant's land, and I will easily see his dark form with my eyes. Thinking thus, the king prepared his army. Taking his elephants, horses, and foot soldiers, he went to battle. Remembering Sri Krishna, the king fired arrows. Overwhelmed by the arrows, Bhima became extremely afraid. Seeing that he was in danger, Bhima called out to Krishna within his mind, O Lord, protect Bhima with your holy feet. I cannot fight with Samudra Sen, but I also cannot tolerate the great shame of retreating. O Krishna, you are the Lord of the Pandavas. O merciful Lord, if we are defeated, it will be a great shame. Hearing Bhima's sorrowful cry, Krishna mercifully appeared on the battlefield. An extraordinary event then took place. Sri Samudra Sen saw the Lord's form, but no one else did. The Lord's Kishore Murti was the color of a fresh rain cloud. A forest garland swung on his neck and his crown shone. He had extremely beautiful ornaments on all his limbs. His extraordinary body was clothed in yellow garments. Seeing Krishna's form, the king fainted out of divine love. He then steadied himself and prayed to the Lord. O Krishna, you are the Lord of the universe and the savior of the fallen. Having seen this fallen soul, you have come here. The souls of this world glorify your pastimes, and hearing that, I desired to see you. My vow, however, O merciful Lord, was that you would appear in Navadvip. I will see your enchanting form here so that I do not have to leave Navadvip. O merciful Lord, you have upheld my vow and appeared as Krishna in Navadvip. Still, my very confidential desire is that you will appear before my eyes as Gauranga. The king suddenly saw before him the incomparably sweet forms and pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Radha Krishna Lila Rupa Madhurja Atul. Krishna was tending cows and playing with his friends and Sri Kumudavan in the afternoon. Within a moment, these pastimes disappeared, and the king saw the form of Gauranga filling his eyes. Immersed in grand Sankirtan, Mahan Sankirtan of Aish, Sange Bhaktagan, the Lord was dancing and chanting with his devotees. The Lord's extremely beautiful golden luster made the eyes of the king quiver and his heart palpitate intensely. Seeing the form of the Lord, the king considered himself fortunate. He then offered prayers at the Lord's feet. Eventually, everything disappeared. The king became thoughtful and began to cry. Bhimasen did not see this miracle and thought that the king had suddenly become afraid to fight. Bhimasen showed his immense strength, and the king happily submitted his tribute. Bhimasen accepted the tribute and went elsewhere. Still now the whole world sings of Bhima as the conqueror of all directions. This place, Samudragar, is on the boundary of Navadvip. Even Brahma does not know the glories of this place. The ocean came to the shelter of the Ganga here, and with the mood of a devotee, served the feet of the Lord. The Ganga said, "O ocean, very soon my Lord will stay in a forest on your bank." The ocean said, "O goddess, listen to my words. The son of Sachi never leaves Navadvip. Although he will stay on my bank for some time, he will remain invisibly in Nadia. The Vedas sing of the manifest and unmanifest pastimes of the Lord here in his eternal abode of Navadvip. O beautiful goddess, I will stay here under your shelter and serve Sri Gauranga in Navadvip." Saying this, the ocean stayed in Navadvip, meditating on the eternal pastimes of Gauranga. Nityananda Prabhu then came to Champahatagram and rested there in the home of Baninath. In the afternoon, Nityananda toured through Champahata and said, "O Jiva, listen. Previously, there was a beautiful Champak forest here that was part of Kadiravan." That the Champak is here, the Lilavati, Plumeria, Frangipani. "Daily, Champak Lata Saki would pick Champak flowers here, string garlands, and serve Radha and Krishna." That's why they're the best flowers. When Kali Yuga started, garland makers eagerly began to take the Champak flowers from the forest. They established a market and resided there. They would take the flowers and sell them, and the villagers would buy them. As a result, this beautiful place was named Sri Champak Hut, and the people began to call it Champahati. When Lakshman Sen was the king of Nadia, Jayadev Goswami was one of his subjects in Navadvip. The wise Jayadev built a cottage on the bank of Balal Dirgika and resided there with his wife Padmavati. While there, he wrote the Das Avatara Stotram, and this poem once came to the hand of Lakshman Sen. The king read the poem with great joy and then asked, "Who wrote this?" Govardhanacharya said to the king, "The great poet Jayadev wrote it." The king asked, "Where is this poet Jayadev?" Govardhan replied, "He lives in Navadvip." Hearing this, the king secretly searched for Jayadev's home and then came there in the evening. The king entered the cottage in the dress of a Vaishnava. He bowed to Jayadev and sat on one side. Jayadev understood that this man was the king and that he had come to him as a beggar in the dress of a Vaishnava. Within a short time, the king introduced himself and requested Jayadev to go to his palace. The wise Jayadev was extremely detached, and he did not agree to go to the home of any materialist. Jayadev, the great devotee of Krishna, then said, "I will leave your province and go elsewhere. Association with materialists never results in good fortune, so I will cross the Ganga and go to Nilachal." The king said, "O master, listen to my words. Please do not ever leave Navadvip. Please be merciful to me and act in such a way that your words will come true and my desire will also be fulfilled. On the other side of the Ganga, there's a beautiful place known as Champahata. Please stay there for a couple of years. I will not go there according to my own desire. I will come to see your feet only when you desire it." Hearing the words of the king, the great poet immediately replied in agreement, "Although you are a materialist and this kingdom is yours, you are a devotee of Krishna and you have no material attachment. I called you a materialist to test you, but you heard this and tolerated it. I've now understood that you are a devotee of Krishna You engage in material affairs, but remain detached. I will stay in Champahata for some time. In secret, leaving your opulence behind, you may come to see me. Through one of his ministers, the king happily had a house constructed in Champakat. The poet Jayadev stayed there for some time and served Krishna according to the path of divine love, Raga Marg. Padmavati Devi would bring loads of Champak flowers, and Jayadev worshipped Krishna, the son of Nanda, with them. Jayadev offered worship with intense love, and eventually he saw Sri Krishna appear before him in a form the color of a champak flower. Champak Bharan. The Lord's beautiful golden luster was completely enchanting, and his extremely beautiful face belittled millions of moons. He had wavy hair, long arms, and a beautiful flower garland around his neck. His body illumined the thatched hut of Jayadev. Seeing the form of Gauranga, Jayadev, the best of poets, fainted in divine love as tears streamed from his eyes. Seeing the Lord's form, Padmavati fainted and fell to the ground. The Lord raised them both with his lotus hands and then mercifully spoke nectarine words. You are both my highly exalted devotees, and I desire to reveal myself to you. Very soon I will take birth in the womb of Sachi Devi and Nadia. With all the devotees of my previous avatars, I will distribute the wealth of divine love through Sri Krishna Kirtan. At the age of 24, I will take sannyas and then reside in Nilachal. There, immersed in intense divine love, I will deeply relish your Sri Gita Govinda with my devotees. I'm telling you the truth. Your Gita Govinda is extremely dear to me. Navadvipam is spiritual and supreme. I promise you that you will come here after leaving your body. For now, you too will go to Nilachal, serve Jagannath there, and you will attain the fruit of divine love. Saying this, Gauranga Chandra disappeared. In separation from the Lord, Jayadev and Padmavati fainted. Regaining consciousness, they began to cry profusely. Crying and crying, they offered prayers. Alas, what a form we have seen. How will we now live in separation from him? Why did the Lord order us to leave Nadia? We understand that we must have made some offense here. Navadvipam is spiritual and supreme, and our hearts are dismayed at the thought of leaving. It would be better to become an animal or a bird and remain here forever meditating on the Dham. We can give up our lives, but we cannot give up the Dham. Our attachment is so intense. O Lord Sri Gauranga, be merciful and keep us here at your holy feet. While speaking this way, they cried aloud and then heard a divine voice. Go to Nilachal and do not be sad or unsteady at heart. I will tell you two things. Some time ago, you both desired to stay in Nilachal for a few days. Jagannath has fulfilled this desire of yours, and he wants to see you. You too will please Jagannath. Again, leave your bodies, and then reside in Navadvip eternally. Upon hearing the divine voice, Jayadev and Padmavati immediately left, and after some time, they turned and looked back at Navadvip. They wept, and tears streamed from their eyes. Humbly, they spoke to the residents of Navadvip. Please be merciful to these two souls. Please forgive us for the offenses we have committed. They walked away, looking back again and again at the eight-petaled lotus of Navadvip. They went ahead and eventually did not see Navadvip anymore. Crying, they crossed outside the land of Goda. Sometime later, they arrived in Nilachal and saw Jagannath with cheerful hearts. O Jiva, this is the place of Jayadev. The elders say only this raised land is what remains of it. Seeing the place of Jayadev, Sri Jiva rolled on the ground and wept in divine love. Glory to the poet Jayadev, glory to Padmavati, glory to Sri Gita Govinda, glory to love for Sri Krishna. O Lord, mercifully give me a drop of the ocean of divine love that Jayadev relished. Saying this, Jiva tumbled to the ground and rolled at the holy feet of Nityananda Prabhu. That night, they stayed at the house of Baninath, and he and his family served Nityananda Prabhu. This poor fallen soul, whose aspiration is the shade of Nitai and Janava's feet, chants the glories of Nadia. Nitai Janava Parachaya Ashajar, Nadia Mahatmya Gai Akinshanachar. Hare Krishna.